You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is December 10th, 2025. I hope you're all doing well. Last week was an off day, an off week for me, I should say. And I missed you guys terribly, of course. First of all, I want to tell you that if you're not on the Hierarchy University Discord, you're missing out completely. The Discord has been growing rapidly and expanding. We currently have FinDom on there. We're doing FinDom on there. We have connection abilities on for every place in the world. We have FagBNB. Many of you who have been following me a while remember that I had plans with Master Raz to start something called FagBNB. Well, since we haven't gotten that app done, it's going to cost a lot of money. I started it on the Discord. So now fags can place ads on there for their place to be up for use for any alphas. And there are already several choice locations being offered around the world on that Discord. So if you're not on the app, if you're not on the Discord, like, you're missing out completely on what's happening there. We have private rooms there for training. We have rooms for young people, 18 to 22 or 23 or something like that. We have a lot of different services. And so you're missing out completely if you're not on the Discord. It's completely free. Okay? I can't stress this enough. There is nothing else like it anywhere. There is no other community like this one, I guarantee you. And so join us and make it a better place, okay? Also, officialhierarchy.com, the merch store, is open once more. I don't know. I've posted some on my X account and a little bit on the website, but there have been several calls for me to reopen it, so I reopened it. There are more designs coming, and I've actually found another supplier to, with like better, like trendier clothing to feature. So you guys might like some of what's coming in that regard. It's all going to be on official.hierarchy.com. So that's just the site stuff out of the way. So things are happening, you know. I think you should get involved. I have some merch ideas that I'll be rolling out whenever I can get a little bit of time to do that. But I think you're going to like some of the new stuff that's coming. So anyway, enough of that. So what I wanted to talk to you guys today about is embracing pain, okay? Now, this is something for the faggots, I suppose. Alphas have something to do with this also, obviously. But I wanted to talk about pain because there were a couple of questions over the last week and a half or so that I fielded about pain. One in particular, this faggot was asking if his alpha was destroyer alpha because his dick was very big, and whenever he would fuck the faggot, and the faggot complained about it hurting, he wouldn't stop. And that particular post not only prompted this podcast episode, but also the conversation on the Discord was so engaging, I think, in terms of like thoughts, alpha thoughts and faggot thoughts on that particular post. So I wanted to talk about it a little bit first of all, I will just say that pain is it's an aspect of faggot life. We have to understand this, right? Sometimes the pain comes from alphas just being cruel. I mean, if you pay attention to anything going on in FinDom, you'll see lots of alphas slapping, punching, kicking faggots in their little useless balls and doing all sorts of like torture things to faggots. But then there's also pain in terms of service, like being fucked, being throat fucked, things of that sort. I just want to first and foremost say that this aspect of pain is something that puts a lot of faggots off. You know, this is why I think a lot of faggots back away from service, because they're afraid of being hurt, or they're afraid of suffering pain, right? We have to understand that a faggot is born to probably suffer some amount of pain. Like, it's part of our lot in life. It's part of our hierarchical purpose is to suffer pain. Pain is not always a bad thing, okay? I understand that, you know, pain is there to let us know when something has gone too far, or we might be in trouble or something like that. But we learn a lot about ourselves and about what we're capable of through pain, right? I'll give you an example. Like, I never thought that I could die of cancer or survive anything like that. But I did, you know. I had terrible amounts of pain in my throat when I had throat cancer. And, you know, to where I couldn't swallow food or water hardly, you know. And I was wasting away, and I was using this numbing throat spray all the time just to try to get food down my throat. And it was a terrible pain, you know. And I went day after day after day like that at work, and I would be passing out at work, etc. And I now when I look back on it, I can't hardly believe that I survived it. But going through it and coming out on the other side of it made me a different person entirely. It helped me understand that I'm much stronger than I thought I was. It's the same when I was raped, you know. I was a young faggot at the time. I had been throat fucked quite aggressively in the couple of years prior to that rape, but I had never been taken like that. And it hurt tremendously, and I bled for a couple of days after that. And I came out on the other side of that. It was an emotional pain. It was a mental pain, but it was also a physical pain. And that came from an alpha taking what he wanted from me by force. And I, as a faggot, I took it, you know. And I came out on the other side of that pain stronger, much stronger. To the point where, you know, the alphas that I've served, particularly after that experience, some of them were like black alphas with gigantic dicks, you know, 11, I think the largest I ever had was like 11 inches, okay? That's a big dick, you know, and very big, very thick, and it hurt a lot when he fucked me, for instance, and the other black alphas, particularly black alphas that fucked me, you know, they hurt a lot of times, you know, and they weren't gentle. You know, I remember being told to shut the fuck up when I was screaming and like getting slapped in the head. And, you know, sometimes your eyes are kind of rolling around your head, and you're thinking in the moment, like, I'm not going to make it, you know, this is going to kill me, you know, but I did survive it, and I pleased my alphas. And ultimately, they came back for more because I was a good faggot, and I endured the pain, and I did what I was supposed to do hierarchically, and I felt good about that. You know, I healed, you know, any issues I had were healed over, right? It wasn't a permanent pain, you know. It's a temporary pain, but it's what you tend to learn from going through that again and again and discovering that you come out on the other side of it stronger. Not just stronger, but you become, I don't want to put this, like you become, it becomes more pleasurable. You become more satisfied internally because of what you're doing. It's almost like you stop feeling the physical pain, you know, anymore, because the pleasure of what you're doing for the alpha takes over. There's like an endorphin rush from that pleasure of doing what you're supposed to do that kind of takes over from the pain of being penetrated roughly. At least that's my experience. And I've talked to others who've said that similar things, but, and I'm looking forward to hearing comments from other faggots about this, but the pleasure part, comes from, that satisfaction of doing what's right, fulfilling myself. Pain is a byproduct of that, but it's not the deeper, more meaningful aspect of it. Pain is something that you can dismiss, but like it's the pleasure part of it, the part of fulfilling yourself, that is becomes the more necessary, more important thing. Now, I would say that being cunted does change some of that also, because once you're cunted and you realize what is possible by being penetrated that roughly, that deeply, that completely, when you feel that, you're kind of sort of become a junkie in a way. You know, like you think about a heroin addict. I mean, heroin addicts probably don't like sticking themselves with needles, but the pleasure part of it overrides the pain of the needle stick over and over again, right? This, it's sort of the similar thing with being fucked and hurt and having pain from being fucked. Because you understand that what is happening to you in your body as a faggot is not only necessary, it's part of what you are, part of why you exist, but also that alpha is capable of providing you with an experience that is greater than all the pain. And that, you know, that's another kind of next level thing. This is why when faggots complain about pain, see, I kind of have a different view of it, because, and of course, I have a very different view on rape, faggot rape also, so I'm maybe not the person to ask, but I believe I know better. Like, I hear what they're saying, I understand where they're coming from, but I know better about the long-term effects of that, you know. And I don't, you know, when people ask me about this, I try to keep an open mind and try to see both sides of things, because I understand that it's a touchy thing. People don't want to be in pain, right? They want it to feel better. And but again, I think going through that pain, embracing pain as part of your faggot inheritance, I guess, part of your, I don't want to say lot in life, because it actually sounds, lot in life sounds like boo-hoo, you know what I'm saying? It, being a fag, it's not a boo-hoo, sad experience. It's, you know, it's very fulfilling when it's done correctly and fulfilled properly. But it is part of what we are. It's part of what we are meant to endure. And that pain can make us better if we embrace it, if we understand that that pain means that we are pleasing our Alpha. We're making him happy, and he's happy with us. He's happy in owning us or using us. But also, we realize exactly what we can do with our bodies and our will to serve. That's greater and leads to greater pleasures, you know. So I would say this too, like when we do understand this part of it, what I'm talking about, and I kind of mentioned this a little bit on a recent answer I provided for a question and answer question on the website. I mentioned something about getting a wide on, okay? And I don't know if you guys know what I mean by wide on. Anybody that's experienced faggot probably does know what I'm talking about. But like when our pussy kind of opens up in anticipation of being penetrated, we get excited and our pussy's like open and relaxed and it's wanting to be filled with cock, right? When you have experienced what I've experienced and what other more experienced faggots have experienced, you get that. Like, there are times when I'm around certain alphas and I get a wide on just my, could be because I'm attracted to them and I want them inside me, that kind of thing. And so, And like, since I've been cunted multiple times, many times, I guess, I don't really even know. I've never counted, but I didn't think to count. But because I've experienced that, like my cunt wants to be cunted again. It opens up in anticipation of that. So having had my pussy fucked over and over again through pain, that pain has taught my pussy to open up, to loosen itself essentially in anticipation of being fucked. And so I would say that that's something to think about too. It's, we're kind of getting into some sort of almost mystical aspects of this, you know. I don't mean to do that, but it's just the truth, you know. This is where being a faggot, where you're headed as a faggot, you know. And I think most faggots out there, experienced faggots, will probably understand what I'm talking about. But anyway, I want to encourage all of you, maybe younger faggots or less experienced faggots, I understand that pain, it hurts. But beyond the pain, when you embrace the pain as a part of your purpose, there's a lot of really wonderful things on the other side of that. And you'll be a much stronger faggot. So, anyway, this was actually went into directions I wasn't anticipating, but see, I surprise myself sometimes. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Anyway, well, I enjoyed this a little bit, and I hope you did too. Again, join the Discord. It's going to be worth it, trust me. And buy some merch, you know, and like, you know, there's some really good designs on there, useful designs that have been very successful. The No Recip shirt has had a lot of success. Faggots who wear it get dick, as I'm just telling you. So anyway, I will talk to you next week, and keep an eye out on the YouTube channel. I have a couple of video projects I've been working on, so those are going to be going up soon. And I have an interview with a master breeder from X. He really wants to do the podcast, and so we are going to do an interview. It was supposed to be done for this particular podcast, but we couldn't get together. So it's going to happen, and I'm looking forward to this conversation. Anyway, I will talk to you next week, all right? Take care. Love you.